You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is Friday, TGIF, May 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Welcome in. Zommer's on the board. Already got the tunes going. Not off my Spotify, but our guests. Very excited, Zommer's. Very, very excited. I said at the top of the show, we had our Madison Night Market. And this is the thing. This is the great thing about living in Madison and being out and about. Is you never know who you're going to meet. So we're down there just minding our own business, getting ready to close up, and a couple, three young guys come by to spin the wheel, and one of them picks up the John and Gordy's balls, well, the juggling balls, and they start—
The stress balls.
The stress balls, thank you, and start juggling. And I said, wait, what's going on here? And they said, well, we're part of Badger Parkour. I said, explain. 2 minutes later, we got guests for today. That's how you book a guest, Summers.
You just never go out know who talk. You're going to run into.
You just go out and talk to people. So joining us here, if you're not watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whichever platform you want, Civic Media or the Todd Albaugh Show, get yourself there now because you got to see the visual of this thing. We have members here in the studio sitting right next to me of the Badger Parkour team. It is Jake Armenia. All right, Jake Armenia and Honor Hicks here, both University of Wisconsin Badgers guys. Welcome.
Thank you so good much for having here. Us.
Yeah, it's
having
just us. Light up just a little bit more
on the Todd Show here.
Yeah,
we should just rename it the Todd Show. So I can't thank you enough because this is just spur of the moment. I was enormously impressed with you guys last night. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're both. So Jake, you're graduating this. Like this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow I have my graduation ceremony in the morning, and then I'm off.
What's your major?
I'm graduating with a master's in data science, so I'm a data science major.
Wow.
And then I also did my undergrad here in computer science.
Are you from Wisconsin?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah, California, across the country, but wow. Now I'm here in Madison.
We did the show last fall from USC.
No way.
Yeah, because Badgers played out there.
Yeah,
we got our butts kicked, but we did the show there. So that's great. And so your master's degree is what you're graduating in?
Yeah.
Then what's next?
I'm going to work.
In what? Do you know yet? Do you have a job? Or are you just winging it?
I'd say a little bit of both. So I'm going to be going into solutions engineering, which is kind of like a mix of technology and sales, let's just say.
Solutions engineering?
It's not as cool as it sounds, obviously.
It sounds very cool. All right. Well very see. Good. All right. Honor, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Carthage, North Carolina. So the other coast, actually.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We have international guest summers. No.
International?
I don't well, know national. Means. North Carolina. And you wanted to come here? And what are you studying?
Yeah. I'm an undergrad here for entomology, which is the study of insects, for those that are not aware.
We've had an entomologist on the show.
Really?
From UW. He's a really... Now he's called the bug guy at UW.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he was on the show last year because we did a show down at a garden center. It was really interesting.
I'll have to keep my eye out for that.
What did we talk about? Cicadas. We talked about cicadas last year.
That's right? A good topic.
PJ Leach was his name.
PJ Leach.
PJ Leach.
Okay. Yeah, look him up. PJ
Leach, right, he's the director of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab.
There you go. So you're studying. Gotcha. And so what do you want to do when you graduate? Do you know yet?
I'm not too sure.
But you have time.
Yeah, I knew some entomologists back home. And the stuff they said all was really fascinating. So I'm really excited to kind of get deeper into that field. I'm still taking most of my gen eds now and really just touching upon the surface of entomology. But
all right, cool. Well, both my godsons are graduates at UW-Madison. I never had the brains to get into Madison, but I'm a huge Badger fan, as our viewers and listeners know. So it's always great to have young Badgers on the show. So I appreciate you stopping by. Now, I looked you up on Insta last night. That's what the kids call Instagram. I went to Insta last night, and
because I'm like, are these guys just, you know, spoofing me or is this? No, it's real. Tell us how you started the Badger Parkour Club.
So Badger Parkour is about 2 years old now. We actually started it almost precisely 2 years ago. This would have been in May, late April, early May of 2023. I, along with my former vice president, who was also from North Carolina, different part. Really? His name was Connor. Amazing gentleman. He and I were kind of just friends. We were hanging around one day on Library Mall on the grass. I was like, let's start a parkour club. And he goes, okay, sure. And so I go on win.wisc.edu, the Wisconsin Involvement Network, how you start student organizations. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like how do you start a club? And you just go on the website, you fill out a form, and 2 days later, we're a club. So Connor wrote up, he drew a nice logo. Mm-hmm. If you guys see right there, the little W there, it's very nicely drawn. Yeah. We'll talk about the t-shirts later. All right. I had never done parkour before per se.
Really?
And Connor was not big on parkour, but he was more of like our behind the scenes guy. You know, he was a great vice president, social media manager. He's really one of the reasons we kind of got popular, you know, and we just, that was it. And so Connor graduated over winter break. And so Honor and Carter, you saw him yesterday. Yeah. He actually has already moved out. He took his last final and he's gone. So shout out Carter.
Peace out already.
We really wanted him to come to this show. It would have been amazing. But basically, I recruited them in from the gymnastics club. Mm-hmm. Honor is extremely talented at flips and stuff. Extremely talented. So the two of them are going to be taking over the club next year. Right. But basically, we've had a few members here and there. Next year, they're going to focus on expanding and really getting themselves more entrenched as a long-standing organization.
So, Honor, tell folks that might not really like parkour, what the world is this? Explain to somebody on the street what parkour is.
So parkour is a pretty broad definition, and oftentimes people think of The Office. There's a pretty famous scene there.
Our colleague, when I told him I have parkour guys on, that's what he talked about, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of similar, actually, to what we do is kind of similar to what you have seen on The Office, but as a whole, it's very different. It's more about just different types of movement involving like acrobatics, quick ways to access certain points or move through spaces, a little bit of climbing. You know, it's very free form and very open, but it's basically a discipline of movement.
The way I described it at the top of the show was go to your favorite Marvel movie or whatever, and every time the superheroes are like doing back kicks and flip, like you guys actually do this stuff to a degree.
That's true. We are actually certified Marvel superheroes.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, the first on the show, Marvel superheroes. It's true. Jake and Honor.
We have Bugman and Jake Man. I don't know a cool name. Computer Man.
Now, one of your posts on Insta, you're doing parkour with Bucky himself. Bucky
That's
Badger.
True. Yeah. This guy right here.
Really?
Buckington Ham Badger. You know, funny enough, that was one of our least popular posts of all time.
Jake I thought it was fantastic.
I know. Jake I mean, so like this is not something that happens in the wild naturally. Yeah. Bucky doesn't just let you do flips over him doing a headstand.
Right.
But you know, we love Bucky. Bucky loves us actually in more ways than we can say right now. But and so, you know, he and I were, I mean, we didn't talk. He doesn't talk, obviously, but I can kind of understand his hand movements. And he showed up to an event and he was like, because he knew me from Badger Parkour. Bucky Badger is a real huge fan of Badger Parkour. So he wanted me to do a flip. I did the flip. We posted it. Got 15 likes, which is, I mean, you know, listen, 15 is more than maybe zero. But like we had a post of us. We went to Target at the Hilldale Shopping Center. You know, they have like a little tiny pond out front.
You guys were
fishing.
They
have koi fish. Yeah, we were fishing. So I got a little fishing rod. We got some sharp cheddar cheese. And I thought maybe, I don't know, the koi fish like cheddar cheese. And so, you know, I just cast the fishing rod into the little pond. I mean, this is like a puddle size thing. And these, you know, they have orange koi fish. We didn't catch anything, but that one got like 35 likes. So apparently,
is it legal to fish for koi?
Oh no, not at all.
Probably not.
That's no, it is not. Exactly what I love about it.
But I mean, I guess the people really enjoy us like doing silly things, but when we do things that
not
are actually impressive,
Bucky.
They're not. Yeah, I don't know.
But now
we liked it though.
I thought it was a great post because I'm like I say, I'm a big Bucky Badger fan, Badger fan. So parkour, it's. I mean, you guys are in fantastic shape, but you're also, as I understand, part of the UW. Madison doesn't have a D1 division gymnastics team, but they have a club team, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you're part of that.
Yeah, exactly. And he's actually the incoming secretary. He's next year. He was elected by the gymnastics members. He's going to be secretary of the gymnastics club. I think he's qualified to talk about that a little more than I am.
And you both did it in high school?
No, actually, we're both new to
self-taught, new, joined in college.
Yeah.
So you started parkour and gymnastics in college?
Yeah, completely. Basically, yeah. So I started my senior year.
Did you do sports in high school?
Yes.
He ran track in high school. I did a non-competitive. I played Minecraft, though.
Great.
Not as a sport, though.
We're both a little self-taught in regards to, like, some flips and, like, tricks and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah.
But this, like, our year here has really, or my year here in his.
Right.
Like, when did you join the gymnastics club?
My senior year, so last year.
So this is his second year.
Yeah.
Where we've really been able to be a part of the gymnastics club and Badger Parkour and really let our skills flourish.
We compete with the gymnastics club.
That's amazing. That's just super cool. I think it's a great experience.
States and everything.
Part of, I mean, to me, college, as I look back, it wasn't just the stuff in the classroom, but it's all the activities and things and the interaction with fans. Apparently, we've had a camera go down, but Zomers is on it. Thank God. Look at that. See?
Perfect.
Best in the business.
Amazing.
Look at that. All right. So as we go to break here, guys, we've got about 2 minutes, and we'll bring you back and talk and do a few more things. One of the things that caught my eye yesterday was juggling. Is that traditionally a part of parkour, or is that something you add in?
It's traditionally a part of Badger Parkour.
That's precisely
nice.
The case.
That's a great answer. All right. Well, which is the better juggler?
I would say we each do different things better.
But at juggling. Jake is the one that taught me how to juggle. So
really,
but it's definitely one of those things where, like, I will be the guy who knows the thing. I'm like, oh, hey, Honor, you should try this. And then in like 5 minutes, he's already better than me.
I don't know if you need the headsets off or not, but you can stand up here. Is there enough room?
Easily. I mean,
really?
We have plenty of room.
All right, well, here.
There's a lot of things we can do.
Zomers, we have some. Well, we have some juggling music standing by here. So
yeah, we brought our own tennis balls as well.
See, they brought their own. So bring your own balls. So there you go. All right, very good.
Everywhere, really.
Headsets off. Right.
Okay, I can kind of do one of these.
Oh, look at this one. All right, here we go, Zomers. Yep. For those watching or listening on the radio without the video, these guys are fantastic. Oh my God, Jake's throwing up and down. Look at that. Look at that. They're incredible. They got three balls. They're doing great. They have tennis balls. Under the leg. Jake's got under the leg. I mean, this is
nuts. We can try one.
Here we go, back and forth. This is like back and forth juggling. All right, well, now we've broken the
studio. We're good.
That's great. That's well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely well done. That is great. Because, see, I've always wanted to juggle, but I'm a terrible juggler.
Oh, you can learn.
Maybe we'll teach you later.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Fantastic.
Next time we come on.
We'll have juggling lessons once a month on this show. How about that, Zomers?
With Badger Parkour.
Yeah, right. All right, well, we got to do a little business and take a break here. But I guess we got a minute or so left. The shirt. Let's talk about the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah, and if you folks want to see
it. Jake's very good at coming up with designs for the shirts.
Uh-huh. We have new designs coming for next year.
Nice.
But if you'll see, it says, so we have the logo on top, and then the shirt says, "Don't ask me about Badger Parkour."
I think that's great.
And so, you know, you'll see people with, like, sort of different shirts, maybe if they like ascribe to a particular, like, group or ideology, they'll say, "Ask me about whatever, ask me about veganism, whatever." Like, people are passionate. And so we thought, okay, well,
slide up just a little bit.
If we were to say, "Oh, ask me about Badger Parkour," that would be a little pretentious, no? So we're going to say, "Don't ask me about Badger Parkour," and it's kind of silly. And people will be like, "Oh, so what's Badger Parkour?" And we'll just say, can't you see the shirt? And then we don't answer them.
You don't answer?
Nope.
Yeah, like, you don't just take the opportunity to recruit new members?
No, it's sort of like a you have to be invited into the club. This is obviously a joke.
Well, then they can go home.
We welcome all people
all abilities.
All abilities.
They can remember
actually,
to Google it.
We had a girl who was in crutches who signed up for Badger Parkour at the Org Fair last year.
That's a tease. We'll finish the story on the other side. We're talking Badger Parkour is a TGIF edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World. News of the wild, wacky, and hilarious stupid humans doing stupid things once every other week. Peter Rapine is in with those headlines, so you want to stay tuned for that. But right now, not wacky and stupid, but talented and gifted humans right here in our studios in the world headquarters of Civic Media. At the table with me are the members of Badger Parkour here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jake Amenia and Honor Hicks are here, and they've already juggled for us. Guys, I just love this, the parkour club. You're gymnast as well. Right before the break, you said that people of all abilities can do this. You said you had a woman join on crutches?
Yeah, so that was before Honor was the vice president. That would have been last year. And that was she signed up. She did not come to the practices, but sometimes at the student organization fairs, I like to see how many people I can convince to at least sign up, because people are very nervous. They're like, oh, parkour, that's funny. But then they walk away. I'm like, okay, listen, just give me 5 seconds. I'll give you the spiel. And every person who comes to talk to me leaves happier than they were before, even if, you know, they don't end up joining the club forever.
In all seriousness, we were having fun, but in all seriousness, that actually is what struck me about the two of you and your other friend last night. You guys were just like outgoing. You were friendly. You were positive. I mean, we were talking to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger himself, in the last segment about Mental Health Awareness Month. I would think that parkour is great for mental health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good way for us to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it's a great way to get involved with other people. Mm-hmm. That's
a big one.
That's really what we're about. It's not about the execution, the moves, like what we're doing specifically. It's about where it takes us. Mm. And like, it took us to your stand last night
we met other people last night.
Really?
And so we had a great
juggling
time.
Club, the Madison area jugglers too. We just met.
Really?
Them. They were doing like pins and glow crazy balls. Stuff. They had like seven in the air. It was crazy.
What's the most dangerous thing you've juggled so far?
I don't do anything dangerous.
No knives.
Quite frankly, no knives. No flames.
Nope. All right.
No tax Staplers. Documents or anything.
Tax documents? He's nothing, juggling nothing, tax documents, nothing dangerous ladies and gentlemen.
Like that, no.
Now, the IRS will come after you if you do that. Believe me, I know. all right, well, so now we have a request. We have about 4 minutes left here in the segment. I wish I could keep you all hour, but we got Rapine in the wings. We got to get to wacky human stuff.
Yeah.
But here now, our old friend Brady Ewing, watching a former Badger. He's played in the NFL. But he cannot do a flip, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. And he's requested. You guys, to me, it seems like, I'm not sure we have space, but can we get a flip?
That's absolutely.
Plenty of space.
Honor could absolutely do a flip right now.
All right.
And then we'll see if they want me to also do one after. But we're going to be sort of the flip expert.
You can take
here.
The headphones off and kind of rearrange things here. So here we go. I will do my best for those listening on radio.
Let's see.
We have Jake Amenia and Honor Hicks, members of the Badger Parkour team here.
They're,
are you going to try to do it with a headphone on?
Oh, no. I'm just.
You can't do it with a headphone on. All right.
Watch
so and this is a small space. I would say it's 4 feet by 4 feet, maybe. Maybe.
You can just easily hit a tuck there.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Anytime you're ready. Here we go. Oh my God! I mean, that was like Simone Biles, for God's sake. You didn't move more than 12 inches down there on the floor.
He's really good, guys.
That's amazing.
He's a freshman too. Imagine what he's going to be like in 3 years.
Oh, I'm excited.
How long did it take you to get to do that?
So backflip.
Sorry, I forget the microphone.
Should we sit back down?
Yeah, it's fine. So how long does it take you to do that? To learn how to do that.
For me personally, it took a while to kind of build up to doing flips. But when I decided to send them, it went by really fast. It took me like two tries. But
legs, or is there like back strength and hip strength?
It's mostly determined by how high you can jump at first.
Really?
So we've actually been able to teach a lot of people. So when you're learning on your own, it's very difficult, especially if you don't have equipment, if you're not in a gym, right? It's not safe to just, if you've never done a backflip, don't just try to do one. Right. It's a terrible idea. Don't ever.
You hear that, Zomers?
Never,
don't try
ever,
it.
Ever.
All right. Oh, I was not going to anyway.
If you have gymnastics friends at a gymnastics gym with foam and mats and trampolines and stuff and people who know what they're doing, which we've done, we've taught people in as short as like 20 minutes.
Really? Yeah, some people pick it up.
Yeah.
It's instantly. Crazy. Some people, it takes them.
Takes
weeks,
them weeks,
months.
Like our friend Cam, he got it eventually, but it took him a few months.
Brady Ewing, by the way, watching, says, wow, those guys are great.
Thank you, Brady.
There you go.
Great to hear.
From badger to badger right there.
There you go.
All right, so let's plug the org. If we have people or parents or whoever listening and somebody wants to get involved in Badger Parkour at UW-Madison, how do they do it?
So probably the easiest way that is going to be the most direct form of contact is find us on Instagram at Badger Parkour and just shoot us a message.
Yeah.
We ideally will be at the org fair and you will see us around campus and please come speak to us.
Yeah.
But the Instagram is probably going to be the easiest way to get indirect contact with us.
All right. Is there a fee to join or
no, not at all? Nothing. No dues.
Absolutely nothing.
No fees.
And if you forget the Instagram, you can find us anywhere. We have a website, badgerparkour.com. It's nothing fancy. It just has pictures of us and it links to the Instagram. You can go search on Google Badger Parkour. You can search on ChatGPT Badger Parkour on YouTube, whatever. You'll find us.
Wow.
It's going to happen. And we just want to reiterate, if you cannot do flips, if you are not athletic, it doesn't matter. That's not what Badger Parkour is about. We have members who can do flips. We have members who can't do any flips on hard ground. And the biggest thing about Badger Parkour is that we're having a good time. We're going out. We're being spontaneous. We're living in the moment. We're meeting people. We're being extremely positive, radiating positive energy. Like you said about the mental health thing, it's really all about showing people that you can enjoy life in any way you want.
People ask me, why do you like to live in Madison, Todd? I usually say the lakes and the terrace. But honestly, guys, it's because of people like you. I'm not joking around.
Thank you.
Energy here, the youth, the energy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, what you guys bring is that you guys are what we like to say around here, part of what makes Wisconsin great. So,
and thank you, Todd, and right back at you. That's what we like about it here.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Jake Aminia and Honor Hicks, everybody. You can find them at Badger Parkour. Thanks, guys. Congrats on the graduation.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Stay in touch, all right?
Bye, everyone.
All right, coming up next, we've got Mr. Peter Rapine, the wild and wacky week in review from EPOM's World on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Friday, May 9th, 2025, 35 minutes past the hour. Zombers, how great is this show so far? And it's only going to get better here in a minute, but many thanks again to Badger Parkour, Jake, and Honor for coming in. I mean, that's just the great part about radio. You meet somebody on the street and boom, you got a guest.
Yes. And just two very nice guys.
Really great guys.
Like they said, radiating positivity is the goal of the club. And I think that they do that.
No, absolutely. And a great way to celebrate Badger graduation weekend, wherever you, if you have a graduate coming into town, if you're going to be in Madison, by the way, this weekend, allow a little extra time as things could get a little congested. Want to give you one more chance here to win Brewers tickets. Milwaukee Brewers tickets are up for grabs for next Friday. These are for next Friday, May 16th against Minnesota. Four club-level tickets. You can win them, eligible to win, in this statewide contest. Go to the Civic Media app and text the word text. It's not a joke. The word this hour is text. T-E-X-T, text. Text the word text right now to the Civic Media app and be eligible for those four Brewer tickets. You're always a winner every other Friday if you tune in for the last half hour of the show. You know him, you love him, our ongoing contributor. He's the managing editor of EPOM's World, the one, the only, Mr. Peter Rapine. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. How are you?
I'm always better when you're here, my friend.
You always touch me.
Well, you look like you've gotten another haircut, or you look fantastic. It looks like a summer dew.
Yeah, freshly shaven.
Really?
Freshly, dewed up. I know you've got a haircut today.
I have a haircut today, which seems ridiculous because I don't have that much hair left, but nonetheless, I'm going.
Thank you. Yeah, I grew it out for a couple months, but yeah, I'm feeling fresh. The weather's nice.
Fantastic. It is nice weather, and we got fresh. And the thing is that there's no dearth of human stupidity or wackiness. And here now, as you do every other week, and you can find all these real headlines at ebombsworld.com. Again, these are not made up. It's not fiction. These are real, actual stupid humans doing stupid human things in the Weekly Review.
Well, it sounds like you've had a pretty wholesome show today, and I don't necessarily want to kill the vibe.
No, that's part of why we brought you on.
Okay, perfect. Well, obviously the biggest news this week is that the Pope is an American, and he's from Chicago, and people are celebrating that. Twitter and much of the internet yesterday was kind of celebrating like winning the Super Bowl.
Right? Right?
In some way.
The Bears finally won something.
Yeah, I know. And if you haven't, if anyone listening has not seen the movie Conclave, go out and watch it. I watched it the other week on an airplane in prepping for the Conclave that we just had.
Did you like it?
And you shouldn't be surprised. I did. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. My take, I'll just say it's a classic example of dudes rock. It's just like dudes a bunch rock, of dudes right. being dudes.
And I saw an interview last night. One of the Pope Leo's brothers said that Pope Leo watched Conclave like last week because he's a new cardinal and he never been to it. And so he watched it just to like, oh, I wonder what happened. And then he ends up coming out Pope.
Well, it's yeah. People were speculating, like, has he ever heard a Chief Keef song? Like, he probably knows who Chief Keef is. And if you don't know who Chief Keef is, Chief Keef is like a very famous Chicago rapper.
Oh, got it.
Like,
okay,
drill rapper. Yeah. But yeah, the internet's full of stuff. But you wouldn't be surprised that in the Conclave, the Cardinals are not allowed to use their cell phones.
Wow.
And CBS touched on this, and our headline reads, and we have some good audio for it. Yeah. Cardinals are raw dogging the Conclave, says CBS.
I saw this, and I'm like, when I saw this, I'm like, please, please, we'll make sure Peter sees this. And by golly, we didn't coordinate, and you did. You came through in spades like you always do. Headline, Cardinals are raw dogging, quote unquote, the Conclave. So here now is CBS's coverage and Tony DeCoppel.
Or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to
it. A nervous Nora O'Donnell trying to laugh in the background. Explain, Peter Rapine. Tony DeCoppel claims the term raw dogging is what the kids say when you don't have access to your electronic device?
So the meme comes from a viral TikTok, a guy who went on a 10-hour flight or 8-hour flight and did nothing but stare at the back of the seat, the seat in front of him. All he did was watch the flight map the entire time. And he quote unquote called it raw dogging a flight. So it doesn't technically mean not looking at your phone. It kind of just means suffering through whatever situation you're in without an iPad or a movie, or in this case, Instagram, which I don't know if the Pope and any of the cardinals are on Instagram.
Right. I'm not sure. I know Pope Leo is on X. Yeah, because he's been critical.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
But and just for people that might not, and again, we're on broadcast radio, raw dogging has another context in terms of not using protection during sex.
Yes, that's what the kids actually refer to as raw talking.
So I'm not sure where Tony DeCoppel got. I guess he got it from that meme or video, whatever.
It's like,
it was.
You're going on this flight without the protection from your own insanity of watching something on your phone.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Well, now that makes sense. That's the best explanation I've heard so far, Zomers. Wow. All right. Well, very good. That Peter, I'm not sure we can do better than that. That's a great headline right there.
I know. Should we pack it up?
Right. Yeah. All right. That's the show for today, everybody. See you later. No.
I actually have a better follow up.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Next headline, Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World.
Next headline reads, police catch woman with raccoon, and one of them has a meth pipe. In quotes, it's the raccoon.
Headline, police catch woman with raccoon, and one of them has a meth pipe. It's the raccoon. Explain.
So this is body cam footage of a woman getting pulled over, and I think she has a warrant out for her arrest. And you can hear the police officer. He takes her out of the car, and then he looks into the car, and I don't want to spoil it. We have great audio.
Here's actual body cam realizing. Police footage of a woman being pulled over, and hilarity ensues. Here we go.
Hi, how are we doing today? I'm Officer Brandon, Springfield Township Police Department.
Okay, stop it, Josh.
How are you?
So the reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am.
So do me a favor, turn off the car, put the keys up on the dash, detain you for that warrant, and because you are suspended actively. Oh. Hey.
What?
Come here.
Hello.
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Has what?
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have
that. Well, that's why I'm going to do it.
Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on our list. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
Yeah. Okay. This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
The raccoon right. playing with her.
For those listening on the radio, let me explain. This woman is pulled over. Her car is a disaster. I have several questions. First of all, she has a pet raccoon?
I know, right? That kind of gets overlooked.
It is one of many animals in the car.
The raccoon is actively smoking meth.
She has a menagerie in the car. There's a raccoon that she apparently has as a pet.
So I love her reaction when she said, well, I don't want him to have that.
So they get the woman out of the car, but the pets are all in the car, and they look in, and the raccoon has picked up what appears to be the woman's meth pipe and is trying to take a hit.
Can you guess what state this is from?
I would say West Virginia, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, the good old state of Ohio.
Ohio, the Ohio State University. All right. Oh my good heavens. That is award-winning stuff. I mean, I know we just got done the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards, but I'm not sure how you could do better than that. A raccoon smoking meth.
Yeah, and his reaction is so great. He just like stops, he calls his friend over, you know, he makes sure he really gets it on camera. Kudos to him.
Well done. Well done. All right, Peter Raypot. All these stories, again, can be found at E-Bombs World. That's E as in Edward, B as a boy, A-U-M-S world.com. All right, next headline, Peter.
All right, next headline reads, have good night. Man robbing store with a gun is way too nice about it.
Have good night. Man robbing store with gun is way too nice about it. Explain, Peter Raypot.
So some security CCTV footage of a robbery shows man being, I guess, like, and this is my question is, if you're going to get robbed and you're working at a gas station, would you like the guy to be polite or would you just rather him stick to business? Because he does his thing. He demands his cash. But then as he turns and leaves, he says, have a good night, dude.
Do we have audio?
I'm not sure how
we
I
have,
would feel.
We have audio. We have our here we go. Here's the audio of the alleged robber here in the convenience store.
All the money, bro. All the money. Just the money. I don't want to kill you. Just the money. All right. That's it. All right.
You're my guy. All right.
Is that
vape?
I have a vape. No business.
Okay. All right.
Have a good night, bro. Have a good night.
Yeah. A he asks. He's robbing the place, and he asks, "Can I have a vape?" You have
and the
gun,
guy
dude.
Says no.
Right.
I know.
Right.
He says no. He gets the money, but I don't know. Maybe he can't get the vape. At the end. He's like, I hope I didn't ruin this guy's night. Yeah.
Right. And then he says, have a good night, bro. I just robbed you, but have a good night. What's wrong with people? Yeah, What's wrong with people, Peter Raybon?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
He lives in New York. He's seen it all. It's just another afternoon for Peter Raybon.
Basically. Sadly.
All right. About two more minutes here. Next headline.
All right. This next one is an art project that has gone wrong. Headline reads, woman says her QR code tattoo keeps linking to anti-Semitic propaganda.
Woman says her QR code tattoo keeps linking to anti-Semitic propaganda. Well, this ain't good.
No. Sometimes art and artists don't have the intended outcomes that they would hope. Right. When you create something, put it out there in the world, and you're allowing people to engage with it, you always have to assume the worst, especially in this day and age. and especially with the internet. So a woman tattooed a QR code on her own arm. And what it happens is people can go online onto a website and they can vote for what piece of media the code will link to in any given 24-hour period. And people have been voting for songs from Kanye West's new album, which basically just, you know, say Heil Hitler and et cetera.
Good Lord.
So she shared a video about it. And the internet, sadly, as it does, you know, kind of dunked on her and laughed about it. Obviously, it's serious and sad, but also kind of a example of, well, what did you expect?
But she tattooed herself. Sadly. I think the takeaway here, Peter, is don't tattoo yourself. It could go very bad.
Or don't let the internet have a say on what it connects to.
All right, Peter Rapine, thank you so much from EPOM's World. See you in a couple weeks, my friend. Have a great weekend. Back with a story about Jeanine Pirro. Speaking of wild and wacky, after this is the Oddballs Jaw and Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
To the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News comes your way, followed by a beautiful, boy, gorgeous George look at weather. It is so nice out there. Get out and enjoy the nice weather this weekend, folks. And a big shout out to all the moms, including my own, the lovely and talented Miss Linda. Happy Mother's Day to you. I'll be spending the day with her and looking forward to it in much anticipation. And then after news, weather, and sports, another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here from 4 until 6, followed by Mr. Pete Schwabe, his trusty sidekick, Conrad, and Nightlight. From the beautiful stations in Green Bay, WGBW, Zomers. How about that?
They have showers.
They have showers. They have showers in Green Bay. Are you telling me something?
No, it's just one of the only facts I know about the studio since I haven't been there personally.
All right, very good. How about this? How about today's show? I mean, you got Brady Ewing. You got the parkour boys here. You got jugglers in the studio. You got Rapine. We appreciate Peter Rapine. And we thought now, following up on his wacky week in review, one more wacky story that we have not talked about today. And this is real, by the way. This is real. This from NBC News, headline, why it matters that Trump is adding Fox News's Jeanine Pirro to his made-for-TV team. This is real. Donald Trump made some unexpected news yesterday afternoon, telling reporters that Ed Martin, the hyper-partisan interim U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., was facing too much opposition in the Senate, and the Republican lawmaker's nomination was over. The president quickly added, however, that his second choice would be, quote unquote, great. Within hours, multiple news organizations reported that Trump's plan B was none other than Fox News host Jeanine Pirro. Many people, the author says, including me, responded to the reports with the same four-word utterance, that can't be right. In modern American history, a great many presidents have appointed a great many federal prosecutors. Not once, however, did a chief executive feel the need to justify the decision by pointing to the appointee's television ratings. Until now. In fairness, they write, it's worth emphasizing that Pirro clears a low bar that Martin did not. While Martin had literally no prosecutorial experience, making his selection to lead one of the nation's most important prosecutorial offices bizarre, Pirro actually did serve as a district attorney in New York. In fact, if someone were to look at her resume and exclude her work as an on-air television personality, she might even seem well-suited for the position. But when Pirro's on-air work is considered, it makes the president's choice awfully tough to defend. That from NBC News' Steve Bannon. I've seen her on Fox News a couple of times. Have you?
I don't think so. At least that I recognize the name.
She's wacky. And again, whether it's Pam Bondi or whether it's Pete Hegseth, Trump has an absolute affliction. I'll call it an affliction to hiring people who are by and large enormously, Imperial's case, she might be slightly qualified, but more important are their television ratings, their looks, and how they talk on TV.
Yeah, that's all he really wants.
That's all he wants. Well, we dug up, this came out yesterday, of course, on Twitter X, they dig up everything. Cicely Strong, the great actor from Saturday Night Live, who apparently she just had a baby. But Saturday Night Live, SNL, their season 50 finale is Saturday, tomorrow night. And now people are hoping that Lorne Michaels, the executive producer of SNL, can bring her back to recreate her version of Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox. This is from a little bit earlier in the season on SNL. And here is Jeanine Pirro as played by Cicely Strong on the Weekend Update.
And now, as a last special treat, here to give her parting thoughts tonight is Judge Jeanine Pirro.
And she has a wine glass. She has a wine glass.
Judge Jeanine, I have not seen you in a while.
Oh, I'm still here. My show on Fox is on every Saturday at 9, a full hour before the nursing homes turn off the TV in the lobby. But I did take some time off recently. I went down to the most luxurious place on Earth, Mar-a-Lago. Oh, it's like being on a cruise ship that's permanently docked in the hottest part of Florida, in between two classy strip clubs, you know, where the gals wear ball gowns. There's an endless buffet of rubbery shrimp, and the air smells like a bathroom stall that's been freshly sprayed with poopery.
That sounds wonderful, but we really don't have to be so loud.
Oh, go ahead and judge me, Colin, but I'm proud to be a small town girl who grew up on an airport tarmac.
I'm assuming you're not very happy with the job that President Biden is doing?
He's a disaster. Border. If Joe Biden had his way, we'd let everyone in. From gauchos to banditos, from chicas to chamacas, from El Chapo to Del Paco.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I am. And now they want to put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Sorry, Kamala Ma-ding-dong. Not on my watch.
That seems a little racist.
A little racist? Have you been listening to me? All
right. Cicely Strong, the actor, she couldn't even keep it together. A little racist, you think? But, of course, it's an exaggeration because it's television and it's comedy. But that's from Saturday Night Live, the actor Cicely Strong playing Judge Jeanine Pirro. The new, for real, Pirro is now going to be in part of Trump world. So, anyway, the wild and wacky, we thank again Peter Rapine for being here. Zommers, of course, Brady Ewing earlier. And our wonderful UW Parkour guys. It's been a great show and an end to a great week. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take care.
Keep banging on your drum. Keep banging on and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum and they will hear you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.